When he was a global superstar, Prince was kind of a mystery. Back in 1970, he was just a kid.
Are most of the kids in favor of the picketing?
Yep.
That young voice you hear is 11-year-old Prince Rogers Nelson.
I think they should get a better education too, because, and I think they should get some more money because they work, be working extra hours for us and all that stuff.
That came from a local news story that year about a Minneapolis teacher strike. And after the story, that reel of tape languished in the archives of TV station WCCO for more than 50 years. Nobody suspected that kid, formerly known around the neighborhood as Skipper, would turn into Prince.
It wasn't until this February that the tape was uncovered. But confirming it was Prince, that was going to take some work.
It was exactly 2 weeks ago that I was made aware of it.
WCCO reporter Jeff Wagner was shown the tape. He pored through yearbooks, he called old neighbors and Prince experts, and he showed the tape to childhood friend Terrence Jackson.
Running, that is Prince. Standing right through the head on, right?
Yeah, keep watching.
That's Skipper! Oh my God!
Jackson's reaction has been the norm, says Jeff Wagner.
It brought upon so much nostalgia for the deep fans, especially. Like people saying, I don't know why I'm in tears watching this, but I am.
And Wagner found that for Minneapolis residents, the tape turned a larger-than-life hero into someone just like them.
Look, he was just a kid on the north side of Minneapolis at one point. He was just like all the other kids.
Wagner says he reached out to Prince's estate, which acknowledged the find. But just like Prince when he was alive, it wouldn't say much more.